Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. How about this one? An oldie but a goodie. The counterproductive aspect of antacids. Again, resolving symptoms without looking at the big picture. You know, that's a general theme of pharmaceuticals and even over the counters. And so what's really happening is that you are increasing the likelihood of esophageal damage and increasing the likelihood of, wait for it, heartburn and ulcers and cancer if you are a regular antacid user. The mechanism is very simple. There is a valve between the highly acidic stomach and the esophagus, and you want that valve to be closed because you don't want the highly acidic stomach contents to touch the esophagus. It's not made in the same way. It can't handle it. Over a period of time, it could damage the esophagus, get scar tissue on it, maybe even damage the valve itself. But why does that valve close? The valve's signal to close is based on how acidic the stomach is. If the stomach is not acidic enough, the valve does not close as tightly and or not close. I think it's a continuum there. And so what happens when you take the antacid? Your stomach is not as acidic, and therefore the valve does not close as tightly or does not close, and stomach contents can go up into your esophagus, creating heartburn. But as medicine and the marketing arm of it will say, that's not the problem. What happens if you've got this weird situation where your valve won't close? You know, that could lead to ulcers and even to esophageal cancer. So what you want to do is, if you got that stomach contents coming up into your esophagus, that can be real damaging. So you're going to want to make that less acidic so it won't damage as much. So you should probably take antacids. Yeah. So we ignore the idea that your little valve, and it's a very important valve between your stomach and your esophagus, is not closing right, therefore causing esophageal damage. Because stomach contents are not supposed to be up there. And then never mind that if you compound that by taking more antacids over and over and over again, and then that's the excuse, well, we've diagnosed you with low stomach acid, and therefore your valve is open, and so you should probably take antacids to keep your stomach acid even lower so the damage that's created is less, instead of going, you probably should stop taking antacids because then your valve will close tightly if it's not damaged beyond repair. But in the meantime, what's happening? Your stomach is not digesting things well. So it becomes this vicious cycle. As for most things, at first there was probably a benefit-risk ratio. And the benefit risk usually is then ignored by marketing, and it would be something like, take these, but not all the time. And then later on, months, years, decades later, none of that is part of the advertising. You know, no, take it. Oh, use it as a regular part of your life. And it is one thing when you do anything once in a while. It's another thing when you're habitually taking anti-inflammatories or antacids or antidepressants and so on and so forth. I know that last one sounds kind of contradictory in that, well, wouldn't you always be taking antidepressants? Well, but that's my point. Even then if the only way you would take them is habitually, then you in trouble, because as mentioned during the nanoparticle episode, it is an autoimmune creating situation, plain and simple. So yeah, just another example, guys, of being careful what you wish for when you think you're going to have some miracle solution. You're not, okay? The miracle solution is to give your body what it needs with food, if possible, with some kind of superfood type of supplements. And if not that, then with, you know, supplements if you have to. And not to, it's really hardly ever the smart idea to try to treat particular symptoms. But if you do that, you do not do it with any kind of regularity, because the side effects will overwhelm the effects. And as I said before, side effects are not necessarily that they're smaller. It's just the non-marketed effect. It could be that the side effects are more consistent and more reliable than the quote effects. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. You can catch me over on Chemology 411. We have something like close to 200 episodes. No, well over that now. We're coming up on something like 190 regular episodes, and we have the supplemental systematic chaoses and some other episodes as well. So plenty to listen to over there. Whatever podcast platform you listen to, I am not on social media much at all anymore. So you can't count on that to kind of remind you of my new episodes. So go ahead and go to your podcast platform and check out the, you know, try the different notification options. You know, maybe it will be a text notification. Maybe it will just be that when you do jump into your podcast platform, it gets kind of top of the list with a little green, you know, a little green light or dot on it. It kind of tells you this podcast has new episodes. Okay, guys, thanks for listening.